There are 22 million Yemenis who need humanitarian aid. And as the three-year war rages on, civilians are starving to death, communities are facing cholera outbreaks, and the situation is only getting worse. In a response to UN appeals so far, many countries have pledged billions of dollars in aid. But as the crisis in Yemen grows, so do concerns about whether there will be enough aid to help its citizens survive. Declan Walsh is going to help us answer that question. He's the Cairo Bureau Chief for the New York Times. Declan, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So can you give us a sense of how aid enters the country to begin with?
Aid enters Yemen through different routes. The vast majority of the aid enters through a port called Hodeida on the Red Sea. That's really the place where the war meets the food crisis in Yemen, if you like. 70% of the country's food supplies passes through that port, but it's also a place that has seen really heavy fighting over the last 6 months as the Saudi-led coalition, which is coming from the south of the country, is trying to oust the Houthis who control the north of the country from that port. But there are also other routes for aid to enter the country. Some comes through the port of Aden in the south. Some of it comes overland from Oman to the east of Yemen.
You know, we mentioned at the top of the segment here that the United Nations has requested billions of dollars in aid. I believe it was $3 billion that's been requested, and they're on target to request $4 billion in the upcoming year. Declan, do we know how much of this aid has actually gotten to Yemen, to the Yemeni people? And can you tell us where and how it's been dispersed?
Well, the good news is that some aid is getting in. There are a number of very dedicated agencies along with the UN who are working in Yemen, and they are putting aid even through the worst of the fighting. Ships were still landing in Hodeida and in other parts of the country and trucking food to the people who need it most. But the problem in Yemen right now is that the scale of the crisis has become so vast that humanitarian aid on its own, certainly not at the levels it's currently being shipped, is not sufficient to stave off hunger and the possibility of outright starvation for many Yemenis. So aid is arriving in the country, but the figures have ballooned. The last time that the United Nations held a survey to measure the levels of starvation in different parts of the country was about 18 months ago. They've just completed another one of those surveys, and the figures of people who are in urgent need of food aid have increased by 41%. So that should give you a sense of how fast this problem is growing, how many Yemenis it affects, about two-thirds of the population at the moment, that's 20 million people, and according to the UN, how quickly they need to get more supplies in, and not just to bring in aid supplies, but also to resuscitate the economy so that those people who can't be reached by food aid can find the means to pay for food for themselves.
How likely is it that the food aid or other types of aid will increase to the levels to support the levels of hunger that you've just described?
Well, one of the most striking things about the conflict in Yemen is that the largest donors of the largest financial donors to the international rescue operation are actually the countries who are leading the war. The United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia are the two single largest donors to the United Nations effort in Yemen and to the broader international efforts to stave off the hunger crisis. But the key at this point really is what happens at that port of Hodeida and more generally what happens with the war. The ability of aid agencies to come into Yemen to deliver food to the people who need it is contingent on several things, but really the most pressing of those is security. If there's fighting going on, if hundreds of thousands of people are being displaced from their homes, as has happened in the last 6 months with the fight for Hodeida, then that just increases the scale of the crisis at an exponential rate, and it makes it very hard for those Western agencies to have the security for their own staff to get to the places where they can deliver food and other assistance that people need.
Declan Walsh is Cairo Bureau Chief for the New York Times. Declan, thank you.
My pleasure.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.